You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. Kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I wanna go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return. When I leave,
this world,
oh yeah,
to return.
Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, where the thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow.
Yeah.
anybody here?
I made it.
Anybody here know that you made it by the grace of God?
I made it.
It wasn't your good work.
I made it.
It wasn't nothing that you done.
I made it.
But God's grace and mercy.
I made it.
Help you all the days of your life.
I made it.
Maybe somebody been like me.
I made it.
The enemy fighting on every hand.
I made it.
But still you made it.
I made it.
Setting some of those blocks in your way.
I made it.
But still you made it. They will always be there. But oh, when I looked around, the same friends are gone. They lied on me. They talked about me. Caused me heartache. But still, I made it. I just want to tell my enemy, in spite of everything you throw at me, I'm still here tonight. I've been lied on. Some of y'all been lied on too. But I made it through. I've been talked about. But I made it through. Oh, heartache. Pain in your heart sometimes. Lied on. But I made it. Sure enough talked about. But I made it. Fellas, y'all with him and son.
I had heartaches, but I made it. I've been lied on, but I made it.
Will it?
I've been talked about, but I made it.
Oh.
I had heartaches.
Maybe stay over here.
I'm
ready.
minutes past the hour. Very pleasant good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been another way. This is another new day the Lord has let us live to see it, and we're so glad, and that's why we rejoice in being so thrilled about it. You just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get us started off this morning, and our scripture.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams, and you shall go forth and cleave to and grab a hold like calves released from the stall and leap for joy. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. And God has not changed where healing is concerned.
Lord, we thank you for your word today, and we pray that we won't only be hearers, but that we may be doers likewise.
Our Father and our God, the giver of all good and perfect gifts, once again you have spared a few of your children to see the breaking of another day, a day that we have never seen before. You have been kind enough, our Father God, to send down an angel to stand by our bedsides throughout the night, kept watch on this old heartbeat of ours, and kept our blood running warm in our veins, then touched us this morning with your finger of love and started us out on another day's journey. My Lord, as we come today, we cannot brag about our goodness. We cannot brag about how righteous we have lived. Yet we cannot complain, my Father God, for thou hast been so good to us. Lord, as we come today, we pray that thou wouldest just lend the listening ear to the prayers of thy servants this morning. Lord, we pray today that you would accept our humble gratitude. Search our deceitful hearts, for we know that somewhere along the way we have engaged in conversations that are not worthy of your children. Somewhere along the way we've gone wrong, we've done wrong, we've gotten out of the pathway of duty. But Lord God, my Master, thou hast said in thy word that if we pray and call upon your holy and righteous name and confess our sin, that you would be just to forgive us. Blot them out today, my Lord. Cast them in yonder sea of forgetfulness, where they'll sink there somehow and dissolve and be washed on out into the seas of infinity, never to rise and trouble your children in this world, nor condemn us at yonder judgment bar. My God, we come this morning, we pray that thou wouldest bless the sick and afflicted everywhere. Walk down the aisles of hospitals and down the hallways of institutions of suffering throughout the land. We pray, my God, that you will somehow lay your hand upon those whose fevers are running high, those who cannot turn over this morning for aching muscles, those, my Father God, whose blood have gone too high and whose hearts are out of rhythm. Lord God, somehow in some way we pray that thou wouldest visit those who are afflicted today. Stand by the bedside of the old folk in rest homes throughout the land today. Let them know that old Christians never die, that they just sleep away in thee. Bless those who are in orphan homes throughout the land. Bless the man on his job this morning who cannot see his way out of his economic condition. Bless the young woman today who rises with a dark cloud of despair hanging over her life. Let her know, my Father God, that all things are possible if she will only believe today. And, oh God, when we've done what you told us to do, we pray that we'll hear your welcome voice in the end of this life, saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in and enjoy the glories of thy Lord. These and all of the blessings we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
We're getting ready to do one more song, and I've had a lot of singers that were my mentors, but it's one that sticks out the most to me, Mr. Lee Williams of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC. This song and dedicate it to him. This is our first time running through it, and we're just going to sing it for him, so... let's go for it.
I can't give love. I can't give them now. See, I've come too far to turn around now. Let me say it again, y'all. I can't give up. I just can't give up now.
Good morning. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you can listen to the best in spiritual and gospel music 12 hours a day now. That's right, from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day. Nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music. We thank you for locking us in this morning. And my friends, if you would like to give us a call here at the station, it's just as easy as dialing. Pick up that telephone. Give us a call. We're standing by and we're ready to talk to you. Just pick it up and give us a call, huh? Amen. We're going to get ready now for the bottom of the hour station ID. And then when we come back, my friends, we're going to bring you some music from those Canton spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Choo-choo!
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Yeah. do another verse? Let me come down here with y'all. I saw a cripple dragging his leg. He could not walk with finesse like you and me. I used to be crippled myself. I looked and I said, I said, oh. I feel so sorry for you. He said, but when I get his glory, he's a harvest. I want just like you. Woo! You that blind man said, he said, hallelujah sweat. I'm happy, y'all. He said, what a wonderful time. Thank you, Jesus.
Can I get a witness in here tonight? Can I get a witness in here? Can I get a witness? So I'll be no victim. yes, when you have done all the good you can do, hold on,
hold on.
That's the time to
have a good faith.
Then tighten up on the rope.
The rope.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. When you are sick and you really, really want to get well, why don't you hold on? Maybe you didn't understand me. I'm going to say it again. When you are sick, yes, and you want to get well, hold on,
hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
When you are sick and you want and he never, never, never fails. Help me. Tighten up on the rope. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Go dark and dreary your way. Just let
Father,
I stretch my hand to thee,
my hands to
have a little faith. Then you tighten up.
Ooh,
hold on. Let me tell you one more time. Forget to
tighten up.
Hold on.
All your favorite gospel hits plays here.
We're living in the last days. Somebody said last days. When I look at what's going on in the world today, to let me know that God is soon to come. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? When I look over my life and see how far he brought me, that let me know he's soon to come back. We're living in the last day. Yeah. Can I get a witness? We're living in the last days.
God is soon to come back.
We are living in the last days. Can I get a witness here?
God is soon to come back.
Let me see the hand and know he's soon to come back. We are living in the last days, church. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Will, come out here with me. Take the time and say this first part.
He's coming back to separate the right from the wrong. He's coming back to take his children home. This world has got
never thought we would see. People are raping, robbing, and killing. Drugs on every corner. It's so sad to see.
If we living in the last days.
God is soon to come back.
I wish I had somebody here know that he's coming back for a real church. Living in the last days.
God is
soon to come back. Breathe. Take your time. Say this verse for me.
Diseases are taking over. People are dying every day. Our children don't respect nobody. They just don't care what they do or say. Not safe to walk the streets no more. You're not safe even inside your own home. Drive-by shootings, fussing and fighting. Sometimes I wonder where the love is gone.
We in the last day on.
God is soon to come back.
I wonder if anybody here know that he's soon to come back. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Well, come here. I want you to take the time and say, Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is coming back.
Can I get a witness? Wait a minute. I know somebody want to know how I know.
Jesus.
But when I read my Bible,
he's coming back.
He said before he come back, there will be walls. A room was a wall.
Jesus.
Earthquakes. Somebody said earthquakes. Mothers against daughters. Fathers turning against their own sons. He said we would even see false prophets. Can I get a witness here tonight? He said somebody would stand up and say, I'm the Christ. I wish I had somebody to know. We have somebody in the world that they were the Messiah. Can I get a witness? That let your Jesus is coming back.
Jesus
is coming back.
It's coming back.
Wait a minute. Listen, I want to ask y'all a question, but I want y'all to tell me the truth. How many of y'all saved in this place tonight?
Jesus is coming back.
Now, after being saved, how many of y'all know you got the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
How many of you here now? I'm going to ask you one more, and I'm going to let you know. How many, if Jesus would come tonight, would tell me the truth, sir. Reverend, I got my business fixed. I know I will be able to go back with it. Stand on the feet. Wave your hands. Oh! Look like somebody ought to be excited about that. Somebody ought to be praising him now. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. Somebody ought to tell him thank you for saving me. Somebody ought to say thank you for dying for me. Tell him thank you.
I'm the old one, the old CCCB. Translated, y'all know me. The old
Jazz. Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave in HD.
Very pleasant. Good morning. It's now 15 minutes until the hour. Once again, you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sending the program out this morning in its entirety, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families. And just know we here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we love you. And we're praying for you, and we pray that God would just continue to lift you up and bless you real good. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you. And we're going on up to the top of the hour, brothers. Very pleasant good morning. We love you. Choo, choo.
The same time, oh, God, I'm saying so. NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry?
Amen.
I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's
not a Mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Wonderful. Jesus says unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasonries and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason,
right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know the scripture says as he is in the light, that's we have fellowship.
That's right. That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell. I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher.
Amen.
Who's a Mason.
That's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is the violent of prayer, y'all. And we travel down the dangerous highway, knowing how good the Lord has been to us. We just can't help but to tell you about it today. This is our prayer. Daily. It's the Lord. Please answer. Please answer this prayer. With God Almighty from Zion. Had to say it again. Oh Lord. If it's thine will. Answer this prayer. Then we're trying to say this with God about it. I'm
everybody from time. Listen to this. I fell on my knees one day and called on the name of Jesus. I'm so glad to be able to stand here and tell y'all he made everything all right for me. Good God Almighty. I wonder about you out there. Are you praying right now? Is you asking him to answer your prayer? Good God Almighty will die. This prayer, Lord. And then you can take your time and say this. Oh, I know you can. If you only will, help me to climb down. Help me to climb the highest hill. I fell on my knees and said, oh, Lord, my Father, oh, Lord, answer this prayer.
Ooh. Well, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Station for the best in spiritual and gospel music that you'll hear anywhere around the world. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. And following us every morning, we'll be on from 8 until 11 o'clock a.m. And then from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., you can catch the Anointed One. He will bring you more great and inspiring gospel music. And then from 2 o'clock p.m. until station airtime is off at 8 o'clock p.m. You can still hear the best in spiritual and gospel music. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's all gospel. Amen. We just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get this hour started off. Amen. Once again, we're sending the program out this morning, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there. And just know that we love you here at NFI Radio Gospel Network. If we can do anything to make your day more comfortable or more enjoyable, just give us a call here. You may want to call in for a request, or you might just want to call in and chat with us here. We'd like to hear these phones start ringing, letting us know you're listening. Huh? Let us know you're listening. Amen. To all of our friends out there in Radio Land, let us know you're listening, and we'll be more than happy to give you a shout out and to give you a play your song on the air. Very pleasant good morning. It's now 15 minutes until the hour. The time is just moving right along when you're having a good time. You're listening to the morning show heard every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, your host. Y'all know me. Amen. And we just heard great and inspiring gospel music. You say, well, I'd like to listen to the NFI Radio while I'm riding around in my car. Well, you can. It's just as easy as that. And you can listen on your mobile phone while you're riding down the highways. We're getting ready to close out this set.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave on the NFI.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday from 2 to 5 on the Evening Drive on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave in HD2 sound. Catch the wave coming to you live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Very pleasant good morning. Once again, you know you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network when you hear nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music. Early, early every morning, 8 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m., we bring you that good old traditional quartet style of music to get your day started. I'm your host of the morning show, the old Chatham County country boy. Born in Chatham County, raised in Chatham County, and still live in Chatham County, North Carolina, that is. Now, make sure you got that right. There's nothing finer to be in Carolina listening to great, inspiring gospel music. We're heard all over the world. Amen. Praise be to God, and God is good, and we just thank and praise him so very much. We're going to move on now and bring you some more great, inspiring gospel music. Thank you for locking us in this morning, and we do hope and pray that you are enjoying what you are listening to, for we do our very best.
Here we go, the brown boys. We told you before that we want a love like that. Search all over, but there's no love compared to the love that Jesus showed us. No greater love. So glad that we found it all in you. Joe, you don't mind helping right here. Listen.
For a long time, for a love that is real, not a moody love, or even a sometimes love, but a love I can feel. I can't wait to let it show. Tell the new world and everybody.
All in you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Search far and wide.
I'm
from my dear mouth. This religion I'm talking about, good for my dear father, I know it's good enough for me. Religion I'm talking about, it's good for you too. This religion I'm talking about, Tito, good for my father,
good enough for me.
This religion I'm talking about,
good enough for me,
it's good enough for you too.
Good enough for me.
I want everybody to know about the things I'm talking about. This religion I'm talking about,
good enough for me.
Just won't let me hold my peace. Good enough for you too.
Good enough for me.
Good God Almighty, to say
good enough for me.
Oh Lord,
good enough for me.
This
We do thank you all for locking us in this morning at for the morning show. We are heard every day from 8 o'clock a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And we are so thankful to God for this privilege, this blessing, this opportunity to be able to lift up his name over the airways all over the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3025. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Calvary.
Anyhow, Lord, anyhow. Started out for God and turned back into the world. And all of the things that you were seeking of the world now have failed. And now you've decided to come back. Willing to surrender to him your life, then these are the words you should say. You should go on your knees and tell him these words.
I am weak, but thou art strong. From my weakness I've done. I've turned aside for pleasure. Many days have come and gone. Now my soul is in misery. I confess my sins to thee. Take me back, O Lord. Try me one more time.
Listen. Now, if you're that sheep that strayed from the fold, and you wandered far from home, and all of the riches, all of the friends that you had once, are all gone. I want you to know that you don't have to worry about being alone.
not as long as God is on his throne. All you have to say is, Father, I've done wrong. Let me come home. And then tell him these words.
I am weak, but thou art strong. From my weakness, I've done wrong. Since I've turned aside for pleasure, many days have come.
Now 16 minutes until the hour, getting time for us to pack up, jump back, make tracks, and get up out of here. But have no fear, my friends. Coming up after we leave at 11 o'clock a.m., we'll be the anointed one. He will come in and take the big chair, keep you company from 11 o'clock a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. I love the Lord, and I love each and every one of you. And whatever we do, my friends, let's keep love alive, huh? Amen. That's what the world needs more of. Is that agape love? I'm talking about that love of Jesus Christ, that love of, that will run from heart to heart and from breath to breath. Won't let us look at our fellow man down on him anyway, unless we're there to pick him up. Alrighty, him, her, whoever, we won't let him down.
Oh, come on, clap your hands. Come on. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on. We'll be right back.
anything for me. Oh, look at your neighbor tonight. I've seen him do it. COVID-19 didn't kill you. Seen him do it. My God. Seen him do it. Seen him do it. No, he can't.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right. In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's right.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, that's we right. have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
good to know we have a friend like Jesus. Someone who loves you. Someone who will protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Spank it. Take your time if you don't mind.
Good morning to you. Today is Communion Sunday, and we will have communion immediately following the morning message. So go ahead and get your sacraments or your elements of bread and juice, and we will consecrate them at the beginning of communion. Today we're going to Psalm 55, 55th Psalm, Psalm 55 and the 22nd verse, Psalm 55, 22. God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining True Community Church Worship Service, Pastor Cecil Wilson. We certainly thank the Holy Spirit for sending you this way today. We pray that there be a blessing for you. Psalm 55 and 22. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. We come now and beseeching your Holy Spirit to take charge, rest, rule, and abide. Lead this service. Have thine way, O Lord. Anoint, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch. Hallelujah. Deliver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let the captives know they are free because Jesus have already paid it all. God be with us and stand by us in Jesus' name. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody need to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody need to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Somebody need to know that they are free. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalm 55 and 22. And it reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, or he will be your support. You know, like a pole, sustain the roof. It is the support beam. So he said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, or he will be your support. Just like the poles support and keep up the top. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, or never to be shaken in fear. So if you're in fear, he did not put that on you. He's not testing you. He's not trying you. The 23rd verse. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. He's talking about those who, your enemies, those who putting all that burden on you, stress on you, those that are deliberately, intentionally doing it. He says in Psalm 55 and 23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. The 22nd verse of Psalm 55 said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And I want to use for a subject. Cast your burden and fear on the Lord. Cast all your burdens and fear on the Lord. Yes, cast all your burden, all your crosses, all your cares, all of the things that come up before you. Cast the fears, lay them upon the Almighty God in heaven, our Father. Lay it there by faith. Lay it there by faith. And prayer. And he directs his speech to his own soul. What does it mean? It said, you and I direct our speech to our own soul. So whatever we speak, you know, we've been talking about in previous sermons, whatever you speak, that's it. As a man thinketh, and whatever he say he is, whatever he say he can have, that's it. The power's in the tongue. You can speak either life or you can speak either death. So he that directs his speech is directing it to his own soul. And don't worry. The scripture is telling you, don't be anxious of anything. Apostle Paul told you that. Cast your burdens on me, God said. I care for you. So we say, yes, we're going to lay them before you, God. And we're going to pray that you will replace worry and anxiety with faith. And peace, joy, and strength. Amen. But do we really cast our cares upon them and leave them there? Do you really go to the altar and cast them there and leave them at the altar and go back to your seat with all of those cares laid on the altar of God's heart? And not only can we cast our burdens on God, we are instructed to give all our concerns to him. He cares about us so much. We are his masterpiece, it says. And God, the creator of the universe, that's right, God Almighty himself, Jehovah God, God the one who is more powerful than anyone or anything else, cares about you. He is the only God, and besides him, there is none other. And that 23rd verse says, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Blood and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. And but I trust in thee. This is David talking now, King David in Psalms. He's talking. He said, O Lord God, you shall bring these enemies that is on his trail, on his tracks, bring them down into the pit of destruction. And blood and deceitful men, God says, they shall not even live out half of their days. But David said, I will trust in the Lord. And verse 23 is really saying that they do not live out half as long as they would if they were not so deceitful, hateful, and so evil. The psalm describes a time of some kind of rebellion or power struggle against King David. And a key leader in the struggle against David, guess what? Nothing new, was a trusted associate who betrayed David. You've had someone like that, haven't you? You've told a lot of your closest secrets to them, and they went and they betrayed you, told it to other people, or either used what you told them to have to work against you, keep you down, and they try to get ahead of you. Jealousy and all that, pretending to be your friend. And David was dealing with this, and it had taken a mental toll against David. And it'll do you and I like that today if we ain't careful. It'll get it down. People say, oh, yeah, just be tough. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's easy to say. And yes, some are bold and stronger than others. But at the end of the day, we are human. And yes, when you're full of so much love, yes, it does hurt. Words hurt, things hurt, and actions hurt. And so King David, he was in this struggle with a close person to him that was the head leader in working against him. And the city of David was dangerous because of this rebellion. And so David, do like we would do in the midnight hour, he cried out to the Lord. And we pick it up at the beginning of Psalm 55 at the first verse. Oh, David, he cries out to the Lord. He said, Oh, Lord God, my Father in heaven, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication, my prayer request. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn now in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy. The third verse, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me and in wrath they hate me, David said. My heart is sore pain within me and the terrors of death are fallen upon me, David said. And the fifth verse, he said, fearfulness and trembling have come upon him, and horror have overwhelmed him. He's getting down into a state of depression. Mental health is about to take him. The sixth verse said, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I will fly away and be at rest. You've heard that a lot at funerals and all, but it's actually in the context of David cried to the Lord. He said, oh Lord, if I had wings like a dove, I would just flap my wings and fly out of this state of confusion, fly out of the neighborhood, fly out of that environment, fly out of that poverty, fly out of that Biden, fly out of that family confusion and be at rest. Oh, Psalm 27 says to David, he goes on and says, oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And the Lord is my strength of my life. And of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, David said, guess what? They stumbled and failed. See, God will do that. He'll trip them up. That's right. Stay with the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord. David said, though a host, a group of them shall encamp around him and surround him, he said his heart shall not be in fear. He's building up his courage now. And though war shall rise against him, he said, in this will he be comforted. And he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. We will reckon for that day. Then we can dwell in the house of the Lord and see the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For David says in Psalm 27, for in the time of trouble, God Almighty shall hide me in the pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Oh, that's right, up high above his enemies. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. There it is, around about me. And therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, it's going to be, that's right, in the mix of the enemies, in the mix of trouble, mix of trial and tribulation coming from the enemy. He said he's going to sing, yeah, he's going to sing praises unto the Lord. That's what we got to do. We got to praise, that's right, look to the hills and praise our way as we go through that. Hallelujah. Go through it. Hallelujah. That's it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Just walk your way right on through it. That's right. And walk on through it. Now I can better understand why the same David, he said that, oh, he built up his courage, his strength had come. He got his strength. And then he come out with Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Thank the Lord. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. And for his name, say, yea, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, the enemy brought sickness on, and he's trying to bring you down. He's trying to mess with your mind. And though you walking through a valley of a shadow, you're not dead. He's trying to get you, but there's a shadow of it, enough to scare you and put you in fear. But David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear and no evil, for thou art with me. God is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. There's Jesus on one side, the Holy Spirit on the other. Yes, and they prepare a table before me right in the presence of his enemies while he's standing up high on a rock, and the enemies got a host of camp around him. And David said, thou have anointed his head with oil until his cup runneth over. Oh, now he's feeling better now. He's hallelujah. He's trusting in the Lord. Now David comes out. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's right. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody separate you from the love of God. Don't let nobody stop you from entering into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, you've come too far now to turn around. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody turn you around. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Oh, David went on and Psalm 37. Oh, he's ready to go now. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, and neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass. That's like you turn up the lawnmower and mow them down the grass. As hallelujah, cut them down like the grass, and they'll wither as a green herb. He said, trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily, somebody said, verily, thou shalt be fed. Oh, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Oh, David said, commit thy way unto the Lord. That's what we got to do. Stop looking at the enemy so much, and take that energy, take that focus, and commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he'll bring your peace and bring your salvation. He'll bring your deliverance. He'll bring your victory to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Hallelujah. And the judgment as the noonday on your enemy. Rest. David said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of them who look like they're prospering in their evil way, because of the man who bring forth wicked devices. And don't worry about that. And he said, just listen, cease from anger and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to join them and do evil for evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those, you and I, those, the believers, those who believe in Jesus, those who are saved, those who are the righteousness now, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Don't worry about it. Their day is coming. They only have a short span. And they shall diligently consider the place that has been made for them in a hell, and they shall not be anymore. But then the word of God, here in David writing, go on and says, but the meek, those who don't do evil for evil, the meek, those who keep on loving, love your enemies as your friend, the meek in the 11th verse says, shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Oh Lord, peace beyond all understanding. And he said, David says, the wicked plotteth against the just and snatches upon him with the teeth. Sounds like a pit bull. But he goes on and said, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. And the wicked have drawn out even the sword and think he's going to smite him, and have bent the bow and ready to send the arrow on him, to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as the upright. Come say, but the sword shall enter. Watch this now. David says in the word, said that enemy's sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have, even though you sitting there say, look like those with evil is prospering more. But David says in his writing, inspired by Almighty God to pen this, put this pen in writing, he says here, but a little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. So don't worry about them. That little that you have and you righteous with it, and with love and meek and mild, you better off than those that have the riches and they are wicked with it. And as David says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. That's right. It won't even be able to punch you, won't even be able to fight you. But the Lord upholdeth you. You the righteous. If you believe in Jesus as Lord, you're the righteous. Yes, right. That's right. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, the days when there are shortages, in the days look like everything is so high you can't afford it, in the days look like things are cut off, in the days like you can't find enough. It says in those days, the righteous, those that believe in God, the upright, you and I, we shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall be consumed into smoke, and they shall be consumed away. Talking about the day of the lake of the fire. Oh, and so we close with Psalm 55 and 23. It sums it up about the wicked. It said, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out even half of their days. But I, the righteous, I, those that are in love, I, the ones who will not do evil for evil, we'll continue to trust in thee, O Lord. You're my Lord. You're my strength. You are my salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Cast thy burden. I text Psalm 55 and 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall be your support on every side, and he shall never suffer you, the righteous, to be moved or to be shaken in fear. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. Now listen, God did not put that sickness, didn't put that disease, didn't put that poverty on you. He did not put that fear on you. He did not put that depression on you. He did not cause that mental health on you. The enemy did it. Denounce it now and break that curse. Oh, when we look at it here, Jesus did not die for you to live at 50%. You're living in a struggle. You're living in depression. You're living stressed out from so-called friends more than anybody else. You're living in a struggle from hustle and bustle, paycheck to paycheck, living for a Friday, and then right back broke on Monday and hustling to do it all over again. Jesus did not die for you to live at 50% of what you were brought into this world to be and to do. God called you to live at 100%. Somebody tell God thank you. And the Bible says in Ephesians, we are God's masterpiece, created in Genesis in the image and likeness of God. I text, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will be your support. Cast all your cares upon him. Cast all your burdens and fears upon the Lord. Is there one? Is there one right now? Hallelujah. You think about it now. You need to have Jesus as your Lord. And you just need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life. Be the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. I believe that you're the Son of God. But I believe you died on the cross. I believe you're coming again. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and dying on the cross for my abundance of life. I accept you now. I believe in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to seal it with the communion because you're a believer and you're saved. You're worthy to partake in the communion. Hallelujah. Back in the Hebrew days, they sealed the deals and the agreements with the shedding of blood. And so we partake in the communion as a remembrance of Jesus' shed blood. He sealed the agreement, the contract on the cross to pay our redemption where Adam lost it to the enemy, lost earth dominion to the enemy. And Jesus signed the contract with his shed blood and got it back for us and put mankind back in dominion. That's right. In the name of Jesus. We have the authority now. That's right. We have it. And stand in your rightful place and declare and decree your authority. Amen. Commune one with another as a community. Our agreement. Hallelujah. Our partnership with the blood of Jesus and remember what he did for us on the cross. Let's go now to our communion. Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners plunged beneath that blood, and they lost all their guilty stain. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, let's consecrate your elements now, your bread and juice or water. Hallelujah for this purpose. Our Heavenly Father, now as we come to this communion table, I kneel now before you in grateful remembrance of what Jesus did for us at Calvary's cross. And with a heart full of humble thanksgiving now, we come Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, hear us, O merciful Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus the Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who made thereby offered himself, he volunteered to be a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. And we most humbly beseech you and grant that we, receiving these, your elements of bread and juice as sacraments of communion, be now anointed and consecrated according to your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death, burial, and resurrection. May we be partakers of your most blessed body and blood and Jesus' precious death, until his coming again and his resurrection. We confess Jesus as the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, the one who died for us at Calvary's cross and on the third day arose and ascended back into heaven. We ask that you would cleanse us from all our wrongdoings in the name of Jesus, and cleanse us now from any self-centered thoughts, and forgive us of sin, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Somebody tell God thank you. Let's prepare. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. He met with the disciples. And the scripture says in the 1 Corinthians, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is crucified for you, or given for the new contract or the new testament. Take, do this in remembrance of me. So today we take the bread to proclaim the victory of the covenant and the Lord's death on the cross. Go ahead and take your bread and eat it now. And after the same manner, he gave thanks. He also took the cup, and when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament signed with my blood. This do ye as you drink it, remembrance of me, for the remission of sin. So we take the juice as the cup of the new covenant for forgiveness of our sins, with the remission of sin, because the scripture is, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. Take, drink ye all of it. Amen. So for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are showing that you believe in the Lord's death until he come again. Amen. Let me pray for you. I pray that the Spirit of the living God be upon you and your family and your household now. And we rebuke any foul spirit that's into your house or your space now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We release the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, hallelujah, and his righteousness to be, rest, rule, and abide with you. Cover you under the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over you, going in and coming out, and in all that you do, in Jesus' name, that you shall be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. That you shall have everything that 100% that God created you to have and to be, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
The King's glory enters. King is in. There is a king seated among us, and let every heart
world around. Every burden will be lifted in His presence. Every trophy will be laid down at His feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. It's Jesus Christ, the King above all kings.
Did not have a song of praise. Depression sealed my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still
can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for the moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I choose to worship. Oh yes, I do.
I choose to worship.
I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. No, no, no. Come on, put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. Choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll hear you. Yes, he will.
He'll hear me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Tonight, come on, come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to
worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Once again, you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sending the program out this morning in its entirety, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families. And just know we here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we love you, and we're praying for you, and we pray that God would just continue to lift you up and bless you real good. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you.
I wonder how many of you out there know that God can do anything. I mean that you really know that you know that you know
that God can do anything. I'm a living witness that he can do anything, my brothers and sisters, because God is so good.
He can do anything.
Yes, he is. Not just sometime, but all the time. Oh, we serve a good God. Do you know anything about him? He's a mighty good God, because God can do anything. He can do anything but fail. That's the kind of God that we serve. Oh, I wish I had a witness up in here.
Maybe your life is filled with pain, and in your health you just can't seem to regain. I know somebody who's faithful and true. There's nothing that my God can do. Yeah, 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 I know that God
can do anything.
Do you believe that he can do anything? Raise your hand and say, yes, I know that my God can do anything. How many of you have been on your sick bed and you thought that everything was going wrong, but God stepped in? Maybe your life is filled with pain, and your health you just can't regain. He can.
I believe it.
Because he's been so good to me. Oh, you just don't know how I feel today. Just knowing that my God can do anything.
Take you home.
You know why? Yes, it was.
You know my mind began to go on back, yes it did, to when I was a little child, y'all. My mother and my father used to sing a song, and that song was something just like this. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, greed to bear. What a privilege it is to carry all everything to God in prayer. And Johnny, if you don't mind.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and greed to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer.
Somebody wanna go back. Yeah, yeah. Come on and give me that old man. Yes, sir. Yes, it was. Listen, give me that old yeah. Come on and give me that old yeah. Say my mind begin to go. When I was a little boy growing up in the country, y'all, yes, sir. Right below the Wilson County line, yeah. On a dirt road we was raised, yeah. What we know as a little shotgun house, yes, we were, y'all. And every Sunday morning, y'all, day my mother used to get up early out of bed, yeah. And cook us a good old meal, yes she did, y'all. Then we all would go off to church, yes we would, y'all. And have a good old time, yes we did. How many of you can remember them days, y'all? That's why I love that old time religion, y'all. Yes it was, and it was, yeah. Yes, it was, oh yeah, and it was, yes, it was, good enough, oh yeah, yeah, good enough, yeah, for me, yeah.
Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999. 3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. One thing I know that he's been good to me. I don't know about the rest of the people that have been before you to see. But I'm not. As for Al Green, he's sure been good to me. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you what he's been. He's been my shelter in a time of a storm. He's been my father when I was completely fatherless. He's been my mother.